You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The conference finals are in full swing, and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings will be offering free-to-play pools every day of the basketball and hockey playoffs, offering players a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part is, it's free-to-play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to Pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get a free shot at $10,000 in total prizes every day in the NBA and NHL playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pool to Play page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, Sunday, June 20th, and a happy Father's Day out there to all the dads. We appreciate you took time away from Popsy for 30 minutes or so to join us here on the Ice Guys show on this Sunday edition. We will break down obviously, Montreal, Vegas, a huge game four with the Canadiens leading that series 2-1. We'll also recap a thrilling win for the New York Islanders last night in game four against Tampa Bay to tie that series at two games apiece, which was big for me, cashing over 5.5 games in that series. It's guaranteed to go six now. So it was a big bet for me, one of the bigger bets I've made here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it was good to see that cash in. Ian Cameron with us, with you today, and we've got a special guest joining us here today on the program. His name is Grant Arnold. He is getting actively involved now in hockey betting, sports betting in general, has become really taken an interest and in doing it seriously on a day in and day out basis. He played college hockey, played in the United States Hockey League as well. We're happy to have him as a special guest here on the Ice Guys. Grant, welcome to the Ice Guys. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Just a second, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Much appreciated. And yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. I've gotten more and more into sports betting over the last few years. And, you know, I played hockey all growing up and through multiple levels. So it's good to kind of have that inside eye to watch hockey. And it's been a pleasure. And it's been a journey up and downs. And I'm excited to continue to keep it rolling.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the hockey background you've had. You played, you know, college hockey, United States Hockey League, and you mentioned off the air to me just before we started the show, you played for some prominent head coaches that are still going these days, particularly in the big show, the NHL. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah. So born and raised in Colorado and ended up playing junior hockey in the USHL for the Green Bay Gamblers. My first year I was there, John Cooper was our head coach.
What an appropriate name, Green Bay Gamblers, right? For what you were interested in right now, right?
Exactly. It all comes around, right? Yep. So he was our coach my first year. We ended up winning national championship that year. Extremely special organization and everything. And Coop is... he's the most interesting man on the planet. He's one of the coolest guys and a great coach. You can see it. He's won at every level. It's pretty insane. If you look at his track record, he's got a couple good stories up on the internet if you want to go look those up. And then I played another couple years in Green Bay and then was lucky enough to get a scholarship to play at the University of Denver. Played for Jim Montgomery for 3 years there and was the captain for the last two. First two-time captain in 60 years at the University of Denver, and then played a couple years in the minors, grinded it out in the coast. Got a couple good stories about those days. And the last couple years, I've been rehabbing a couple injuries from my pro career, and then getting really into the sports gambling. So, like I said, I've played at a lot of levels, and I've watched a lot of hockey. Have a huge passion for all sports betting, definitely, but there's nothing better than NHL playoffs, and this is a great time to get in and make some money because everything's magnified, and you can really analyze game to game. So it's an awesome time to get in and watch and pick up some tips along the way.
Yeah, it's a great time. This is the best time to be involved in sports betting because the sports betting content wave is going through the roof. There's hundreds of YouTube channels, hundreds of platforms now where people want, you know, sports betting specific discussion and shows related to that. And for me, that's great news because now the last year or so, I've got, you know, content deals with different platforms. It has helped. Ice Guys, of course, here with the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm doing football, basketball, baseball betting shows for Pub Sports Radio. I mean, there's just so many opportunities that have opened up to me. And like I said, it's been a grind for me financially for most of these 10 years that I've been doing this full time. And now all of a sudden, now it's just not just the wagering day to day and the stuff that I've been doing for years through selling picks, but now we've got the content that I'm getting paid to do, and it's helped out financially greatly. So there's just going to be so many more opportunities now in the next 5 years as this industry really starts to go through the roof. Definitely exciting times. And we have exciting times in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Grant, as well right now. Let's recap last night. The New York Islanders, a terrific Game 4 win against the Tampa Bay Lightning. He found that as that he started off slow and Varlamov had to play good in the first period. I thought Tampa Bay had a pretty good first period, pretty good push early in the game. The New York Islanders, though, started to get their game going in the second. The Josh Bailey goal certainly helped. Getting that first goal was significant for the New York Islanders. Basically, Tampa Bay was guilty of over back checking on that goal. Because everybody's coming back on a transition rush. And then all of a sudden, they're all going, collapsing to the net. And then all of a sudden, there's just way too much time and space for Paley to just slide right in there and then rip that shot high glove on Andrei Vasilevsky, which is still the weak link for him. If there's one little weakness, it's his glove hand. And we saw that Josh Bailey exploited that for that Islanders goal, 1-0. They go up 2-0. They go up 3-0 on Matt. I love seeing guys like Matt Martin score a goal, right?
Fourth those are my liner. Kind of guys right there.
Isn't it? I mean, him and Cizikas and Clutterbuck, that line is just such a work hard, heavy, forecheck, physical line. And to see them get reward, they have worked tirelessly. You can say what you want about, you know, they don't always chip in offensively, but they're there to keep momentum, keep the puck, possess it, forecheck, be physical, knock someone on their can, on their keister. They do that all the time. Big goal for him to make it 3-0. And Tampa Bay, though, you know you have to play 60 minutes to beat them. And sure enough, two goals early in the third. Braden Point, what else is new? He's just got to bet this guy to score a goal every game right now, pretty much, because he is now 7 straight playoff games with a goal, including last night, gets them on the board. Then the Tampa Bay Lightning get another goal from Tyler Johnson to make it 3-2. Good timeout by Barry Trotz at that time. He knew that the momentum was turning significantly. Settle everybody down. He did just that. And I thought the Islanders got back to their game. They started having a few shifts in the Tampa zone offensively, which was good to see. They didn't score, but they almost did to put it away, get that insurance goal. But it came down to the point where they had those chances to make it 4-2. They didn't score. So it comes down to the empty net, extra attacker for Tampa Bay. And the save of the game occurs at the buzzer, and not Semyon Varlamov, Ryan Pulock with the save of the game. Unbelievable what he did. Ryan McDonagh, by the way, great move. A deep move to try to, you know, get Varlamov out of the net, out of position, and he had him dead to rights. The net was gaping, a yawning cage, and there's Ryan Pulock sliding and making the save right at the goal line, keeping the puck out and preserving the Islanders' 3-2 win. One of the plays of the playoffs right there by Ryan Pulock. Saved the game, essentially, and now the series is tied at 2, and we're down to a best of 3 going back to Tampa Bay for Game 5. Grant, what were your thoughts on last night's game? Pretty exciting finish.
Yeah, a hell of a game. You did a good job there with that. I think the one point that I'll point out is the fourth line on the Islanders. I was a career fourth line guy. I played on a lot of great teams, won a couple of titles, you know, and things like that. And I was never the best player on the team. I was always a third or fourth line guy, penalty kill, gritty. And so anytime fourth line guys score, I'm out of my seat, fired up. And Matty Martin, just like you said, he's been a tough guy in the league for maybe 10 plus years. And, you know, he's a heavy. I call him a heavy. He can fight anyone in the league. And there's not a lot of guys out there. He's at that Ryan Reeves level, Pat Maroon, the big boys. And like you said, with Cizikas and Clutterbuck, I think they've been probably the best fourth line in hockey for the last 3 to 4 years. You don't see a lot of fourth lines in the NHL stick together for more than a year or two. There's usually a lot of overlap, guys getting called up from the A, guys moving up, guys getting traded. A fourth line that you have for multiple years in a row is extremely rare. And to go off, piggyback off your Trotz comment on the timeout was perfect. I mean, that's why he's a Stanley Cup coach. And you could see it. It was hilarious when I was watching the timeout, because he took his mask off and he was literally laughing at the guys. Like, let's calm down. Let's enjoy this moment. Let's take a breath. We have a 3-2 lead with, I'm not sure how much time was left, but I think there was around 10 minutes. And yeah, the place is rocking. Trotsky does a great job of calming his guys down, which last night was a great example of two great coaches, I think, too, because then you look at the Tampa side down 3-0 going into the third, give up a goal with a couple minutes left in the second, which is just a backbreaker. And Coop goes in there, and I'm sure he calmed the boys down, didn't come in and rile them up, because that's such a veteran team. I mean, they're the Stanley Cup champions, right? So they got a lot of composure in those moments. Behind enemy lines, down 3 goals, 20 minutes to play. What are we going to do? And they came out and got, sure enough, they got that goal in the first 5 minutes, which was huge. And then you kind of see Tampa start to roll. They're starting to get pucks deep. The fourth line with Johnson, Maroon, and I'm not sure if Colton was on there or not last night, but that fourth line was buzzing. And then you get Kucherov doing, you know, start dancing and doing all the crazy stuff he does. And then Trotsky does that timeout. Beautiful, beautiful call by him. And then, like you said, the last play of the game was actually one of the craziest endings I've seen in a long time, because the composure for McDonagh and the pass from Kucherov, if you want to rewatch that play, that he slaps it between the defenseman's legs right to McDonagh with a beautiful pass. And then McDonagh with that spin move and that composure is not something that he typically does. You know, he's not down there in that low slot getting a pass across the crease, and he decides to do a spin move with 2 seconds left. And sure enough, it would have gone in. It would have been maybe the goal of the playoffs. And now we're looking at the goal, the save of the playoffs maybe. And it wasn't by a goalie. And you look at it, that could have saved the Islanders season too. If Tampa steals that one, gets that, goes to overtime, who knows? So I think that one's going to be a battle throughout the next however many games it goes. We go back to Tampa now, and we'll see what happens. But a hell of a hockey game, and it was good to see the Islanders get that win, really. They deserved it.
Yeah, And if you know anything about momentum in a game, you know damn well if Ryan McDonagh ties that game there in the final seconds, all the momentum's with Tampa going into overtime. And if you're the Islanders, it's like a gut punch, and you've got to pick yourself up off the mat. You had a 3-0 lead. It would have been 3-3 going into overtime. You would have just been – that would have been a chore for Barry Trotz and that coaching staff to keep the spirits high in that dressing room going into overtime. No question about that. So it was obviously it was an important save for that reason as well, because there's no telling that the Islanders would have gotten the game back and won in overtime if it gets there. Thankfully for them, they don't have to worry about that now with the series being tied 2-2. By the way, how crazy is it? How insane is it in terms of the depth that the Tampa Bay Lightning have, not only on their blue line, like Hedman, Sergachev, and McDonagh, their top three blue liners, they're like brick walls. They block a ton of shots. They've been incredible in these playoffs. But what about up front, too, with the forward group? How insane is it that a guy like Tyler Johnson, who has carried this team on his back in the playoffs in years past, just carried them? You know, I remember one year he carried them all the way to the fucking cup. He was just so incredible in that year. And then all of a sudden, he's a fourth liner now for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's a fourth liner. This is a guy that's been crazy. Like the integral offensive force for the Lightning in playoffs past, and now he's on the fourth line this year for this team. That just shows, it shows you how incredibly stacked they are up front when you got Gaudreau and you've got Blake Coleman on that third line. You got Yanni Gourde, that's a very, very capable third line. Of course, you know, you got Palat, you've got Killorn, you've got Stamkos, you've got Kucherov, you've got Braden Point, who's a Conn Smythe favorite, in my opinion, right now. Totally. With the way he's played for the Lightning. They are just stacked up front, but give the Islanders credit. They're gritty, they're feisty, they're scrappy, their defense is good. Pelikan, Pulock, nobody talks about them. They should start talking about them. They're just rocks back there on that blue line. And, of course, the Islanders, that's where they've been. And Nick Leddy's a good defenseman. They've been getting timely goal scoring. Barzal is playing better with each game. He has found it. The Islanders are in this series, Grant. I don't know about win it. It's going to be down to the wire, but they are in it. They've got themselves a puncher's chance, and that's all they could have asked for coming into it.
100%. These guys, they're one of those teams that, and I think Montreal is very similar, that they're just really freaking tough to beat. You know, they're very well coached. They have a very strong defensive core. And then they have a bunch of forwards. You know, the Palmieri trade was huge. That pickup, the Zajac pickup for the Islanders was huge. Mayfield, I played with Mayfield at the University of Denver and against him in the USHL. And I mean, he's just a really good 4-5 defenseman in the NHL. I mean, he's 6'4", 230, can block shots. Is tough to play against. And so, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, we got a hell of a series here right now, man. I think they got a little bit, maybe even more than a puncher's chance. You mentioned the depth on Tampa, and I think it was the year that they went to the cup and lost to the Blackhawks, when Johnson was an absolute madman on fire. He's on the fourth line now playing with Patty Maroon looking for his third cup in 3 years, which is insane. Yep. The guy looks like he's had a couple cheeseburgers, too. He looks a little heavier than he usually does. And he's my style of player, too. You know, he's real heavy. He's got those soft hands. He can make plays in front. And you talk about that fourth line. Gosh, that's a lot of experience and winning on your fourth line with Johnson and Maroon right there. So, hell yeah, we definitely may be going 7 on this one.
Yeah, it's a very, very tight, competitive, great series so far. No question. It's been a good one. And, when you look at it too, by the way, who hasn't had a few cheeseburgers in their lifetime or something that puts on the
he
pounds, right?
It. For me, it's craft beer. It's craft booze.
Yeah, for me, it's craft booze that's putting on the pounds for me. I'm drinking a shit ton of that stuff the last few years.
It's playoffs.
Yeah,
so,
it is. Absolutely. Incredible series we got going on, Tampa Bay and the Islanders. Let's turn our attention now to tonight. We got another big game 4. Montreal Canadiens, Vegas Golden Knights at La Belle Provence, Bell Center in Montreal. We've got the Vegas Golden Knights right now, sizable road favorites in this game, 5 the total pretty much across the board in this one. Lots of things to talk about going into this game. The headline story is Marc-Andre Fleury will not be in net tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights. Robin Lehner will be. And wow, you talk about a roll of the dice here for Pete DeBoer. The last time he did this, took Fleury out, put Lehner in. It didn't work out, and they got absolutely trounced by the Colorado Avalanche. Now, granted, the situation was totally different than it is tonight. They were coming off the 7-game series win against Minnesota in the first round. They played 48 hours later in Denver, game one, thin air, high altitude, brutal spot. Anybody, handicapping 101, sports handicapping 101, brutal spot, brutal situation for Vegas. And they throw in the backup goalie to boot in that game, Robin Leonard, and just didn't go well. They got trounced in that game. You could see it coming. I was on Colorado team total over, was on Colorado in regulation in that game, and it went very well. This is different. You know, this is in the middle of a series. This is with Vegas not coming off, you know, 7 games against a previous opponent. And you've got a desperate, urgent Vegas team tonight because they don't want to go down 3-1 in this series. Now, people will make a big deal of the fact that, and I've heard this narrative, 45-27 were the shots for Vegas the last game. They got the game. It was robbery. Carey Price stole the game. Carey Price robbed them of that game. They absolutely should have won that game. I think they could have won that game. Could you say they deserved to win that game? Sure you could. But let's stop short of saying it was a robbery, because the high danger scoring chances statistic in that game was only 13-10 for Vegas. They were only +3 in that category. And then, of course, in the second and the third and the overtime combined, the teams were dead even in high danger scoring chances. And in fact, in the overtime, which Montreal won on the Josh Anderson goal, Montreal had the only two high danger chances in overtime. Vegas had none. So we have to be careful with the just this rhetoric that's going on that Vegas, well, they had the game stolen from them. They probably should have won that game. I don't argue that. But let's not say that they had told that Montreal had zero business winning that game, because I thought of the 45 shots, and that statistic, Grant, points it out, the high danger numbers for of those 45 shots, a lot of them weren't quality enough. They were to the outside. They weren't getting to the middle of the ice. It was easy saves for Price. So that's why I only take shots on goal with a grain of salt now, especially when you've got these cool new statistics that you can look at, advanced expected goals margins and high danger chances. And there's just better ways to, you know, look at what a team's truly generating offensively, and whether it's not just a shot, but it's a high quality, it's a high danger scoring chance shot. There's a big difference between the two. So it speaks to Vegas has to still do a better job, in my opinion, Grant, getting to the loose pucks in front of the net, getting more traffic, you know, to basically impair the eyesight and the line of sight and the vision of Carey Price. They do have to do a much better job with that. And more than anything else, they have to get the power play going. The power play cannot continue to be this bad for the Vegas Golden Knights. It's been dreadful in this series. I think their 5-on-5 play has been strong. They've outplayed Montreal for extended parts of the series in that category, but the power play has been a momentum killer. You know, they're at the point now they're having a hard time setting up in the offensive zone with the man advantage, not even scoring, or let alone scoring and getting shots and chances. So that's what has to be fixed for Vegas. I think the Leonard decision, I don't know if I'm on board with that. I know Fleury's mistake the last game was an awful one, and the timing couldn't have been worse. You're trying to protect a 2-1 lead. There's 2 minutes to go, and you just fumble the puck. You know, you whiff on it with your goal stick. It hits your skate and bounces in front, and the game's tied. It's a brutal mistake at that time of the game. I get it, but you're going to penalize him for that? You know, this guy that's carried you to this point, and Vezina Trophy finalist, and you're going to penalize him for that? I don't know if I can get on board with this decision for Pete DeBoer. Now, he's going to prove me and everybody wrong if Leonard goes out there and has 38 saves and gives up one goal and they win. There's definitely that could happen, but I don't like it because they love Fleury. Everyone knew a man in that Knights dressing room. I'm not even there, Grant, and I can tell they love the guy. They love him as a teammate. They love him as a goalie. I don't know if I like this decision. All of a sudden, in a pivotal game like this, we're going to stick Robin Leonard in there when his one game in the playoffs was a disaster. Now, I know, again, the whole team was bad that night. I get it. But, man, is this ever a fucking roll of the dice by Peter DeBoer tonight doing this at this time? It better pay off or else this series could get away in a hurry. I was leaning Vegas puck line. That's the only value you could get with Vegas. I wouldn't go money line. If you like Vegas, I'd say the way I see it, Montreal is either going to win tonight again. And I think if Vegas wins, they're going to pull away. I think Vegas has a better chance they win by margin, Vegas, if they win tonight rather than they just win by a goal. So I think if you like the Golden Knights, look at them -1.5 goals at a +150, +160 price. I think you could go Vegas first period, maybe -0.5 goal at a plus price, thinking first period. They've got to come out of the gate strong and fast and take the play to Montreal. And they did that in game three. They just didn't reap the rewards or the benefits of it because they couldn't find the back of the net. But I think there's going to be an incentive for them to have that same kind of start. So that would be the leans for me here. Vegas here, first period puck line. Vegas full game puck line. I still think Vegas is good enough to tie this series up back to Vegas, but there is something about Leonard and him starting all of a sudden that bothers me a little bit. I got to admit that. It's concerning. It's just, I don't know if it's the spot that I would have made this switch. I understand it was a catastrophic miscue by Fleury the other night, but I don't know about, I would have given him a chance to bounce back because Fleury's often done that in the past. I think it's a little bit of a panic move, says Anthony in the chat. I agree with that, Anthony. I think it's a little bit of a panic move. So I don't know. We'll see. And can Vegas rally around Leonard? We'll have to wait and see. I would lean over the total. Goal scoring props, I'm keeping it simple. If I'm looking at Vegas goal scorer props, Pacioretty and Stone, these two guys got to be better. They have to get going. They have to find their offense. They have to find their game. I can't say either one's been terrible, but they haven't been noticeable either in this series. Goal scorer props, I'd be interested in them. Josh Anderson, now that he scored and back on the beam, he could go on a run. We've seen that. He's a streaky scorer. Josh Anderson could be a good goal scorer prop or to score a point in the game tonight. Same with Toffoli, Suzuki. I think you could see him find the back of the net as well. So those are some of Caulfield is playing with a lot of pace and rhythm and finding scoring chances and goals now. He's starting to get it going. I couldn't argue with a Cole Caulfield goal scorer prop either. So there's a bunch of things I'm looking at in this game overall. I think I might sprinkle on Vegas puck line though, -1.5 here in this game. Even with Leonard starting, I think you get their absolute best today. But again, you're talking about Carey Price and a stingy defense on the other side. So will it be enough is the big question. Grant, what's your thoughts here from a betting standpoint? It's a huge game for Vegas, Montreal.
Oh, man. When did the news come out on Leonard starting? Was it just this morning or within
about an
the last hour
or
two?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. This morning. Okay. And it said Leonard was the first off the ice. And you know what that usually means. That
totally.
He's going to be the starting goalie. So and they've confirmed it, that he's definitely going to be in net.
Okay, yeah, because right before we got on, I was looking and on one of the apps I usually check out, it said Robin Leonard expected, and I was just I looked at a couple other apps and it didn't say anything about it, and then we got on, and so they're rolling with Leonard. I'll come back to that towards the end because I got a couple things to say on that. But to Montreal's to your point on how you know you get in comments, and I see it you know on all the sports things and buddies and just kind of regular sports chat of Montreal's getting lucky. Montreal's, you know, getting the bounces. Montreal's getting their ass kicked for most of the game and then they're winning it. Listen, this, I could totally, totally understand that point of view. If you've just watched one game, two games, three games of Montreal this season, but listen, this is how Montreal plays. This is kind of their bread and butter. Now, obviously you don't want to get outshot like that, but you have one of the best goalies in the last 10 years, not even a question on that, in Carey Price. And you got, you know, Shea Weber back there and Petrie. When Petrie got back in the lineup, it changed everything for Montreal. They could stop playing that 5-6 as much. And then Edmondson and Gunnarsson. It's just a good defensive core. And then they have a good group of veteran defensive forwards as well with Perry and Staal. And then Toffoli, I mean, he's an offensive guy, but he's won a lot of big hockey games when he was with the Kings. He scored a lot of big goals. I call him Tuck Foley. He's a goal scorer. He's a big time goal scorer. And that, I really wanted to make a point on that because Montreal is not getting lucky. They're executing their game plan to a very, very high level. They're winning faceoffs in the D zone. They're getting pucks out. Glass is home for them. They're fine taking an icing. Carey Price has done an amazing job. I don't think enough has been said about his puck or game management and covering the puck when he doesn't have to. A couple dump ins, they're a little outside the crease. He'll bring it back in and cover it. It's happened a couple times. And it's specifically to get the right guys out there for a defensive zone draw. I think it's Deneau that's winning all the draws for Deneau's winning all the draws for Montreal. I think he was at like 67%, maybe even a little higher than
that. Terrific defensively these whole playoffs
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I watch it, and it's as a hockey guy, it's fun to watch because it's old school, grind it out. everyone get in that lane, block the shots, have great sticks, and it's a real team effort. And that's what it takes in the playoffs. You need that kind of depth, and you need that kind of mentality of everyone grinding it together. And when Montreal is getting outshot, whatever it may be, 10-1, 15-3, 15-5, whatever it is, or whatever it closes at, that's the one team that I feel very comfortable with even getting outplayed or outshot like that, because they're comfortable playing in the D zone for 30, 40, 50 seconds, sometimes 3-4 shifts in a row. And then the other thing that's been awesome about Montreal is their penalty kill. They've scored, I don't know how many goals in the playoffs, but they've scored the most goals in the playoffs on the penalty kill. And like you said, Vegas's power play has been terrible. I think they're 4-for-38. Yeah, they're 4-for-38. And that's just not going to get it done. You know, you need to score for special teams goals, and you need to at least, you know, I was never on the power play when I played, but I was always a leader on the team. And one of my messages would be, you got to keep the momentum for us. Get the momentum. You don't have to score. Let's get some shots. Let's get clean zone entries. Correct. Let's make some clean passes. And to your point, as you said, their zone entries have just been trash. And I don't know if they're not coming with enough speed. I don't know if they're coming with enough urgency. A lot of times on the power play, when you're not scoring, you're 4-for-38, trying to be a little too cute. Trying to make that perfect play. And when you start to do that against a guy like Carey Price, then he's smiling back there, because he's going to be on his angles. And when you're trying to hit that perfect bar down type snipe shot, it's hard. It's hard to do on a good goalie like that, and you're gripping the stick tight. So I'm really hoping to see from Vegas just almost an old school overload power play. Let's get pucks to the net. Let's get bodies in front. And as you saw last night with the two goals with Tampa Bay, Varley couldn't see either of those. So let's, you know, Price is maybe the best goalie in the world, at least in the conversation. We got, if you're Vegas, you got to get bodies in front, because he's going to stop it if he sees it. And you talk about the fourth line for the Islanders. I'd like to see a little bit something from the bottom six here from Vegas. I think they need to really step up. Janmark, Tuck's been, you know, he's been on that top line. He's been moved down. I think Tuck's a clutch player, but I need to see a little bit from that fourth line. And it doesn't need to be a goal. It needs to be physicality, banging, and maybe getting Price's face. Nothing cheap, but let's bump him around a little bit. Make sure he knows what's going on if you're Vegas. And now I'm going to get to the Leonard shit, which blows my mind, man, because that really messes up all my picks. I literally went outside my apartment and got two flowers for Mr. Marc-Andre Fleury today, so I can rip those up. He's out. Yeah. Because we were texting after that game saying, when Fleury starts to smile is where I kind of start to grab my wallet, because – I know he's going to be really dialed in, and he's a gamer, he's a competitor, he's a champion. The guy responds with like a Stanley Cup champion goalie. So I was really confident in Vegas coming into tonight with Fleury in net. And I think it was Chad that said that in the chat about it may be a little bit of a panic move. I don't really know what else to say about it, because I like you said, the guys love Fleury. Fleury's an awesome guy to play for. He's doing pad stacks. He's fired up. I think he's 36 or he's older, Tendy. And he looks, you know, he plays like a rookie with rookie energy. You know, he's so excited to be out there. So that's disappointing to me to see that. But at the same time, Leonard's won a lot of hockey games for this Vegas team over the last couple of years. They split most of the season, and Flower got hot late. Here we go. I worry about Leonard's mental after getting absolutely run out of the building in Denver in game one. But as you said, again, that was a spot where as a gambler, as a sports gambler, and you know what you're doing and you've watched the series and done your research, you're banging the abs on that one heavy, because it was just a terrible spot for Vegas. So it leaves a really bad taste in my mouth, kind of like what you were saying with Leonard, because that was the last game we saw of him, and the Avs looked like the 1980 Oilers. And And so I'm worried about it. But at the same time, this Vegas team is at their best when their backs are against the wall. You know, everyone thought they were down and out in the Avs series. The Minnesota series got a little sketchy when they gave up those, I think they were up 3-1 and then Mini won two in a row and they had to win game seven back at home. So I love Vegas in terms of their grit, in terms of their D. And my original bet was the same one as you. It was going to go Vegas puck line. And now I'm still going to do that. I also like doing, where do I have it here? Yeah, I was thinking of doing a Montreal team total under 2.5. It's -150, so you got a little juice there. But I think that's a solid bet. I really think Vegas will play very, very hard defensively. Not that they have been, but when you have Leonard back in there, you know, they're only human. So the Vegas guys, they still have that bad taste in their mouth like we do with Leonard back there. So I could see a little bit better effort blocking shots, getting pucks out. So I like that Habs under 2.5. Total team total at -150, and then the two guys I was looking at for goals was Carlson. I think Carlson's just a clutch player, and then Smith. I think those guys have just been quiet the last two games. I really like where their game's at, and then a Flyer +1600 on the first goal, Cole Caulfield. I coached his brother, and then I coached against Cole in the USHL when I was a coach. Assistant coach there, and I think Cole had 5 points on us or something like that. He's one of those guys that he looks like he's a freshman in high school off the ice. I mean, he really he's a small kid. He's, you know, he's got no facial hair.
Him and Mitch Marner, they look like they're 8 years old, both of them.
Exactly, exactly. And he's when he has space, he's world class. I really believe that. I think if he has time and space, he's a world class goal scorer. So. Maybe a little change, a little house money on Caulfield getting the first one, or to score. I'm not sure what he is to score, but he's probably right around that 500 mark on that game. So I think it's going to be a great game. I like Vegas, and I think it will. I think Leonard will play well. As scared as I am, I could see Montreal scoring. They played a great first period in almost every game they've played, and Vegas has played a trash first period. Not trash. They haven't played as great. But that being said, kind of to your point, Leonard's in net, must win. Not a must win, but they need to get this game. And I could see them coming out with some serious fire and just laying pucks on net.
Yeah, I will be in terms of this game. Look, I'll recap where I'm at. I'm on over 5.5 games in the series. That's my biggest bet of this series is over 5.5 games. So I'm hoping Vegas wins one of these for sure. I'm also looking at Montreal at a small plus price in this one, +425. I did bet that before the series started. So now I'm in a position where the 5.5's looking good. Montreal's got the lead in the series, but I like this as a spot for Vegas. I'm going to have a small bet on Vegas, -0.5 goal, +165 in the first period. So that cashes if they have a lead after the first 20 minutes. I like the puck line a little bit. -1.5, +160, although I would have liked it more with Fleury in that. But I'm also going to go over the total, over 5, -140. Over 5, -140, that's the best price you can find with that because I'm not as confident in Leonard, I think, as our guest here, Grant. I'm just not. I'm going to have to see it before I believe it. I know they could play hard defensively, but I thought they played hard defensively and good defensively most of the game last game. How much better can they play defensively? Is my question for Vegas going into tonight. And look, Montreal, they're starting, you know, Anderson's off the schneid, Toffoli's scoring, Caulfield's getting it going. I don't think they're blanking Montreal. So I think Montreal finds the back of the net, but most of all, I think Vegas does, you know, because I think Vegas is going to learn. We got to throw more pucks at the net. I don't know what they're going to do to figure out this Chandler Stephenson absence because they put Tuck on the top line center spot. Didn't really fit, didn't really work well.
And that hurts.
Nicholas Waugh on that line.
I hated that. Yeah, I hated that too.
On that line. He's just like, it's like musical chairs right now for Peter DeBoer, who he's putting on that top line center spot between Pacioretty and Stone. And look, he's got to find an answer because he's got to put someone on that line, Grant, that can get these two guys going because they've got to get their offense going. Pacioretty does and Stone does. But I think they can get it going here. That's why I'm on the goal scorer props with those two. But a lot of it's going to be who plays between them tonight. And can Peter DeBoer find an answer? Because we're finding out more and more He hasn't found one yet, and they miss Chandler Stephenson a lot more than people think.
Oh, so much.
Really playing that well. Best offensive guy they can put on that line, and, of course, very good away from the puck as well in all situations. Definitely missed for this Vegas team, and, of course, he is out once again tonight. So it's a fascinating game. So I got a little Vegas first period puck line, minus a half, plus 165. Small Vegas minus 1.5 plus 160. And I also like over 5 for the full game minus 140 tonight between the Golden Knights and the Canadiens. Great stuff, Grant. We'll wrap up the show in just a sec. Before we do, a reminder, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. Great time of year. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball daily. We've got that. Look, NFL preseason football, guys, is just 2 months away. It is going to be here before you know it, a month and a half away. Training camp is going to open in NFL in 1 month. College football right around the corner. Football season's almost here, so it's a great time to download the DraftKings app, sign up for an account. If you do that, you'll get deposit bonuses, weekly specials, weekly incentives, and bet boosts. So download the DraftKings app, sign up for an account, and use the promo code THPN. All right, Grant, we always end the show with best bets, every Ice Guys show, so that's what we'll do here. Mine is going to be the over in this game, 5 minus 140. I like the Vegas bets too, but with Leonard, I think I pivot a little bit more toward the over being my favorite opinion and favorite betting stance in this game, over 5 minus 140. And again, if it's 3-2 like the other night, we push. Worst case scenario, you know, you get your money back. So I think we can get this game over this number. I'm going to have to see Leonard play well before I can believe it, especially when he hasn't played now in a couple of weeks. And, of course, he hadn't played in a few weeks prior to that Colorado game. Now, I know the whole team was lousy that night, but there was a goal or two he could have stopped, I thought. So totally. He's going to have to show it to me, no question. I like over 5, minus 140 with Montreal-Vegas tonight. That'll be my best bet. Grant, what do you got for us for best bet?
Oh, well, you know, that was the Leonard being in threw a big curveball in kind of what I was thinking. My two best bets, I'm going to go with Vegas regulation and which I believe is minus 115. It may have changed.
Yeah, it's right around that.
Yep. Right around minus 115, which is a very, very scary bet to do a regulation win in playoffs, especially with Price. But I think Vegas is going to come out, and I just trust this team. I really do. And I don't trust Leonard as much as maybe I put out to do, but I do believe that he's won a lot of games with this team, and I trust him to a certain extent. And I really trust that decor on Vegas. And I really think Vegas is going to, if they win this game tonight, they have to score a power play goal. I think that is kind of the mark for me. Vegas has to score a power play goal tonight to win this game. So I'll go Vegas regulation, hanging right around minus 115. And then my other bet would be the Canadiens under 2.5 team total, minus 150.
There you go. Canadiens team total under 2.5, minus 150. Vegas in regulation.
Vegas in regulation, yeah.
Minus 115 for a best bet for Grant Arnold and his Ice Guy special guest debut. We thank Grant Arnold for joining us on this edition of the Ice Guys. Great stuff. Great analysis. Great to have that insight of a former player. We've had a bunch of former players on in the past on the show. So to be able to have that insight is always good. So thank you to Grant Arnold for joining us. We will be back tomorrow for the next edition of the Ice Guys. And a reminder, the Ice Guys podcast, download that if you can't watch the show live on YouTube, which is 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart. You can find the podcast for the Ice Guys on all those platforms. Thanks to our special guest, Grant Arnold, for joining us. I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Father's Day Sunday. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Monday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.